You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
Would you believe you can fly round trip to Dublin for 20,000 points? Or how about Fiji for only 24,000 points one way? Those type of redemptions are possible with the return of the 30% transfer bonus from RBC Avion Rewards to British Airways. I'll show you those, and I'll even show you how you can potentially get them for less spending with a different card. Plus, we go into our next 25th anniversary contest where you can win 25,000 WestJet points, and we have some great new bonuses from Air Canada Aeroplan and Hilton Honors. All this and more on Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for May 22nd, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings in Canada from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and as always, we're going to kick things off with credit cards. So this week, the big news in credit cards is kind of a credit card program, not specific to a single credit card, and that is the return of that 30% bonus on transfers from RBC's Avion Rewards to British Airways Club. Yeah, so this is a bonus that is highly coveted by the points and miles community, and a lot more people are starting to learn about it. Hopefully we're educating you about it, how to use it effectively. And when this bonus is here, it is great. This offer is open to all Avion Elite card members, because you have to be an Avion Elite member to be able to convert points to British Airways Club. So that's your Avion Infinite, Avion Platinum, you know, the business Avion and the corporate Avion. So all of you guys can convert points to British Airways and take advantage of this 30% transfer bonus. It runs until June 19th. This promotion is an amazing deal for like British Airways flights or other airlines in the One World network, like American Airlines, Qatar Airways, Aer Lingus, as I'll show you, Fiji Airways are these options that I'm gonna show you here. So many different options for flights between Canada and Europe, Canada and Asia. Even potentially sometimes Canada to the US is not bad either with Avios, but you typically can do a little bit better, I think, with American Advantage in that regard. So a lot of different options here with the British Airways Club program. And of course, you can transfer Avios within the Avios ecosystem. So to Iberia Club, to Aer Lingus Air Club, to Qatar Airways. So you do have a lot of options with this. But as always, before you transfer, you kind of want to have a good idea of what sort of rewards you're looking for. Sometimes it's not ideal to transfer if you don't have a reward in mind. I mean, you know, yeah, you want to get that extra 30%, but if it's just going to sit there and you're not going to use those points up in time, by the time the next transfer comes along, perhaps you missed out on a different redemption, you know, in that time period. So as always, I like to tell people, yeah, it's, you know, to speculatively transfer, it's a tough call. Unless you have a lot of points that you have, you know, you have more points than you know what to do with, absolutely you can do so, because you might be like, okay, well, I want to make sure I have 70,000 Avios on hand so I can redeem for Qatar Airways Q Suites. So that is something you may want to hold on to and transfer so you have that 70,000 and just keep your fingers crossed. I mean, as always, you can just keep your account active in British Airways by transferring like 1,000 points at a time just to keep your account active. If you haven't used those Avios up in time and you're getting close to having them expire, there's lots of ways you can just add a little bit of Avios to your account to keep them active. But enough of that. Let's look at some of these options that are really great from this transfer bonus. So the first one is the one we talk about so much, been talked about, Leo, for years, probably well over a decade, and that is that 26,000 Avios round trip flight between Toronto and Dublin. Yeah, so this is an economy class round trip flight off peak with Avios, and what you do is you're going to convert from Avion Rewards to British Airways, and then you have to transfer from British Airways to Aer Lingus to get 26,000 Avios redemptions. It's off peak, so that's the majority of the year. You can do this. So with the 30% bonus, that's only 20,000 Avion Rewards points. That is amazing. Considering you have to redeem 65,000 Avion Rewards points if you were gonna try and get that same flight through the air redemption schedule, with that amount of points, you can do three of those redemptions by transferring to British Airways Club. And there is always a lot of availability in the economy class. So that is a great one. So 20,000 Avion points, that's that round trip to Dublin. And then, like I said, how about something like Fiji? So Fiji, you can get for as little as 31,000 Avios one way between Vancouver and Fiji on Fiji Airways in economy class. So that's only 24,000 Avion points one way, or 48,000 round trip. Again, much better than using the Avion Air redemption schedule. Or as I mentioned already, the Qatar Airways Q Suites, 70,000 Avios. Montreal to Doha one way, that's only 54,000 Avion points. That is just a great deal in terms of getting that reward. And that is one that a lot of the people in the points miles community strive for, is to try and get those Q suites so that you can fly, you know, Qatar Airways business class, because it is such an elevated experience. Another example of a decent redemption is one that I had as an award availability alert on Rewards Canada earlier this week. I'll talk a little bit more about the award availability alerts later on in this video. So this one was British Airways business class between Vancouver and London Heathrow, 99,000 Avios one way. This was in the height of July. Like they have some, there was some availability in July, which is amazing. So that's only 76,200 Avion points. Again, you know, if you wanted the same flight round trip economy class, you'd be looking at 65,000 points and a lot of fees. So 76,000 Avion points to get business class, not bad. I mean, yeah, it's only one way, but still, you know, it's an example of what can be done with your points. Maybe that's not the best, you know, redemption out there in terms of what you can get for other places. But yeah, if you're wanting to go to London in business class for this July during the height of summer, that's pretty decent. So that's just another example of how this transfer bonus saves you on your Avion points and, you know, gets you some pretty decent redemptions for travel. Now, if you don't have an Avion card yet, you could potentially still get in on this transfer bonus. They say it goes until June 19th. You would have to try and apply for the card, I'd say pretty quickly here. This is being recorded May 22nd, so that you can get the card and then the first 35,000 points of their elevated bonuses, which I talked about in our previous videos, you get that 35,000 upon approval. So there's a good chance you can have that 35,000 points in your Avion Rewards account before June 19th, and you can transfer that over to your British Airways Club account. Those 35,000 points will work out to 45,500 Avios. So you could get some of the redemptions I talked about, not all of them. I mean, that's, you know, it's one flight to Dublin for sure, and almost the round trip to Fiji. You'd have to do a little bit of spending, but again, you'd have to try and get that in there in time, which would be pushing it. But you could always wait and then transfer a little bit in the future. Yeah, you're not gonna get the 30%, but I mean, if you have 45,500, you would only need 2,500 more points, which is not that much, so you could do that as well. Of course, to maximize this offer outside of the welcome bonuses, you want to be running with the RBC Ion Plus Visa card and Avion card combo, because the Ion Plus card earns more points per dollar on your everyday spending, like 3 points per dollar on groceries versus the Avion Infinite's 1 or the 1.25 on the Avion Infinite Privilege. And of course, that's only a premium card, the Ion Plus, but you can transfer if you have the Avion card to your Avion Elite account and then use it for the conversions to British Airways. So in the end, you could be earning up to 3.9 Avios per dollar by using the Ion Plus and Avion card. But there is a way to get these rewards for even less spending. That's right. You know, we're going to circle back and always go back to the number one card in Canada, the American Express Cobalt card, because it earns 5 times points on eats and drinks, including groceries, versus the 3 points on the Ion Plus card. You know, 3 points plus 3% is 3.9, still doesn't match the 5. And of course, Amex membership rewards points convert 1-to-1 to British Airways. So you're earning 5 Avios per dollar on groceries and that. So for example, that round trip flight between Toronto and Dublin, that takes $6,667 of spending on the Ion Plus card and then convert to Avion. You can get that with the Cobalt card for only $5,200 of spending. So you're spending $1,400 less to get that same reward. So this is not including, you know, welcome bonuses. This is looking after you have welcome bonuses and seeing which cards can provide the best value. And as much as the RBC Ion Plus and Avion card combo are lauded, and don't get me wrong, they're great. It's a great combination. The Amex Cobalt card is greater in terms of everyday spending and the rewards you get for that everyday spending. And next up in credit cards, there actually wasn't a lot of credit card news, so I get to feature this in the video again. I only feature it kind of when we have shorter videos. And this is a big thank you to the Rewards Canada community for all of you who have contributed more locations, confirmed locations for our Cobalt card multipliers list, where you can earn up to 5 times points. So this is updated at least once per month, even more sometimes, depending on how many contributions we get. And the latest update saw 34 new locations added where you can earn up to 5 times points. And as you can see, those are scrolling across the screen. As always, check out the Rewards Canada site to see the entire list of the thousands of locations where you can earn 1, 2, 3, or 5 times points with the American Express Cobalt card. Before we get into loyalty and travel, yeah, it's that time again. We have another 25th anniversary contest on Rewards Canada. So the Harbor Air one wrapped up. We have a winner. He was out of Alberta who won those flights. But now to close out the month, we have another contest and we see the return of WestJet in our 25th anniversary celebrations. You can enter for a chance to win 25,000 WestJet points. And if you happen to have a WestJet RBC MasterCard, it doesn't matter if it's the base level card, World Elite, or the World Elite for Business. If you have one of those and you're the winner, you will get Gold Elite status for a year with WestJet as well, on top of the 25,000 points. Plus, there's also two Plaza Premium Lounge passes that are part of the prize package, and two US$50 Gig Sky gift cards to get eSIM. So a really decent prize package to close out the month. This contest ends on May 31st. Enter by 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time. So that brings us into loyalty and travel news. Again, pretty quiet over the past couple weeks, I think, because we had the long weekend and everything. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is more Rewards Canada-based news, and that is an increase in award availability alerts that I am posting on the site. So as I mentioned earlier in the video that I was going to discuss this more, I have now moved these alerts to the Rewards Canada Hub. So the Rewards Canada Hub is our free community forum for anybody to join and participate, to talk everything points, miles, travel. You don't even have to talk travel and points. There's a Rewards Canada Lounge where you can talk about anything. So what I've done is move the award availability alerts from the blog to the hub. It's just easier, it's more effective, it's faster, efficient to do, because a lot of times, of course, award availability alerts, they only last for a couple days before that availability disappears. Plus, I'm pushing them across our social channels as well on Instagram, and they'll link to the hub so you can see what, you know, for more details. So if you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, you'll see when a new alert comes up, but the link will go to the hub instead of the blog. Now, I should note, this is not like an award search tool like your points, yeah, seats.arrow, things like that. These are literally just golden nuggets that I find in my searches, because I'm searching for some of the community. Sometimes I like to search for things for fun, you know, and you just come across different awards that happen to come up. Like in the past week, the really good one I had found was Lufthansa Business Class, Vancouver to Frankfurt. There were 7 seats open at only 70,000 Aeroplan points each. It was only on July 12th, like no other days had it, but it was July 12th, 7 seats. After I posted it, the next day it dropped to 4. So hopefully somebody in the Rewards Canada community grabbed those 3 seats, or maybe multiple people grabbed those 3 seats. I'm not sure if that's still available, because that was about a week ago and I haven't checked. But we also had like Calgary to Sao Paulo, Brazil. There was 4 seats open on American Airlines. Only 60,000 Alaska Airlines Atmos rewards points for a one-way there. Then there was also that aforementioned Vancouver to London for 99,000 Avios. Vancouver to London also has lots of economy class availability for only 33,000 Avios. So again, that's less than 30,000 Avion rewards points if you want to talk about the transfer bonus. So be sure to check out the Rewards Canada Hub. Come join, you know, join as a member. It's free to do so. And you can see those award availability alerts. You can even subscribe to the RSS feed so that you get notified. Like if you use like Feedly or some other feed reader, you'll be notified of when I do post those award availability alerts. And if you find one that you're not booking for yourself, post it on there, share it with the community. Be like, hey, you know what? I was looking for these flights and I came across these ones. I don't want these. Somebody else want to jump on them? Feel free to post them there. Help out the community. We're all here to help each other out, to find those golden nugget awards. It can be economy, can be business, can be first class, you name it. Because in the Rewards Canada community, we have people who are redeeming for economy class flights, budget hotels, all the way up to first class flights and luxury hotels. So we don't try to just pick one or the other. Of course, you know, the golden nugget ones tend to be the business class, but if I find some really good economy class ones, I do put them up there. I put up some Virgin Atlantic 6,000 points between Toronto and London. I believe a lot of those are still available. That's for September. So again, a really good economy class redemption. So, you know, the sky's the limit with what we post in the award availability alerts. And I would love for you guys to help, populate that with some of the awards you guys find. So thank you in advance if you do post some of those award availability alerts on your own. And the only other loyalty news we'll cover this week is that you can now redeem Avios. So Avios is the big one for this this episode. You can now redeem Avios for Philippine Airlines flights out of Canada. So yeah, Philippine Airlines flies to Vancouver and Toronto. I couldn't find availability on Toronto yet, but I did find Vancouver. The way you do it is through Qatar Airways Privilege Club. So yeah, Qatar Airways and Philippine Airlines sign a new agreement, code share agreement, and reciprocal frequent flyer partnership, which means you can now redeem Avios for Philippine Airlines flights. As you see on the screen, here's an example of Vancouver to Manila, business class, 110,000 Avios. So that's only 85,000 Avion rewards points with that 30% transfer bonus. I mean, this whole episode is just flowing with the whole like Avion transfer bonus, Avios. I love it. It's just great. And it just shows you the power of these loyalty programs and how you can connect them all, you know, one to another. So of course, Qatar Airways Privilege Club, you have to transfer your Amex membership rewards points or your RBC Avion rewards points over to British Airways. And then you transfer them from British Airways, do the internal Avios ecosystem transfer to Qatar Airways Privilege Club. Now you do have to have membership in both, you know, British Airways and Qatar Airways. I believe you have to have it for at least 30 days. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, before you can transfer Avios. So you want to have those accounts ready way beforehand. So if you haven't done any of this yet, you should sign up for Qatar Airways Privilege Club account. Sign up for the British Airways Club account, Aer Lingus Air Club as well. Sign up for those, Finnair, all of them. You know, just get them all set up so that you are able to take advantage of these transfer options and transfer bonuses when they come up, and you're not stuck waiting to have approval to do so. All right, so that takes us into Rewards Canada's Bonus Blast. What is the Bonus Blast? This is where we highlight some of the best bonus offers we've added to the website over the past week. We're adding dozens of offers. Not so much this week, was quiet, but watch out. I think next week and the next couple weeks, we're going to have a lot more coming up. And we highlight some of the better ones. So what are the better ones this week? Well, Air Canada Aeroplan is now continually updating their flight bonus offers. So now you can earn up to 3 times Aeroplan points. Technically, it's 4 times points with their math. And then they added new bonus offers for flights. These are all in economy class for cash tickets. So some of the new ones are like Toronto, the city, Nova Scotia. This is earn up to 1 times Aeroplan points. And if you recall from my last video, 1 times actually means 2 times. So they're taking, say you spend $500 on that flight before, you know, taxes, you earn 500 Aeroplan points, they're doubling it to 1,000, but they're calling it 1 times points because they're taking one extra 500 and adding it to 500, if that makes sense. I put this in the blog post describing how to add this up. So let's go on to the next one. So they have Canada to Prague, 2 times Aeroplan points, New Orleans, 1 times Aeroplan points, Mexico City is 2 times, Osaka's 3 times, Athens 2 times. All of these need to be booked by June 1st and they're good for travel until December 15th. And like I said, they're only in economy class. Now, what has been ideal about Air Canada's offers since pretty much the start of this year is you do not have to register for them. They're automatic. As long as you just book your tickets in the promotion window, so they'll say on the website where it's from, like say May 15th to June 1st. I don't recall what the start date was. I'm just throwing that out there. I know it's June 1st is the end date. You have to book in that window. It's new bookings and you will get those bonus points when you complete the flight. So check those out. Like I said, the math doesn't really math by saying, you know, 1 times, it's actually a 2 times points and then so on and so forth with their additional points. You know, like a 2 times actually ends up being 3 times. The example I put out, I think in the previous video or may have been on the blog post is, you know, if you have a 1,000 point earning, and they say it's 2 times points, you're actually ending up with 3,000 because they're doubling the 1,000 but adding it to the 1,000, if that makes sense. You're getting 1,000 plus 2,000 equals 3,000. I think that's enough. I've gone on enough about that. Just know you'll get bonus points if you book in that time period and fly during that time period as well. So the other big bonus, this was just released literally probably an hour before I'm recording this. I got this up onto the site quickly before starting to record this, and that was Hilton Honors has come out with their summer global system-wide promotion. So this is good for stays in Canada, good for stays at Hilton hotels around the world, and you can earn up to 4,000 bonus points per stay. So what it is you earn 2,000 points on stays of 1 to 3 nights, 4,000 points on stays of 4 or more nights. So ideally here, you want to mattress hop, hotel hop, whatever you want to call it, and do one night stays because you're going to get 2,000 bonus points per stay. Because if you stay 2 nights, you're still only getting 2,000 points, but now you're only earning 1,000 per night because it's a 2 night stay. 3 night stays, 2,000 points. 4 night stays, 4,000. So that's only 1,000 points per night. So if you can split up your stays, you'll want to. But if you know you don't want to be bothered with mattress hopping, hotel hopping, just go for, you know, whatever it is. If you have a 5-night stay and earn 4,000 points, great. I mean, you're earning bonus points, right? You're earning more than you would be beforehand. So just know that, you know, basically a short stay will earn you more value in terms of bonus points. Longer stays, a little bit less value. No matter what, great to have a bonus out there. It's great that it's good on 1-night stay too, because, you know, a lot of times it's 2 nights or, you know, you have to stay 2 times or whatever. This kicks in with just one-night stay. You'll get 2,000 points. And you do more 1-night stays, you're getting 2,000 points on those as well. Now, remember, if you're looking to earn even more Hilton points on your Hilton stays, we don't have Hilton credit cards in Canada, but Amex membership rewards transfers one-to-one. So ideally, you pay with something like the Platinum card or the American Express Gold Rewards card, because both of those are 2 times points on travel, which includes hotels. So you're earning 2 Hilton Honors points per dollar spent on your Hilton stays by using those cards if you transfer them over to Hilton. And the last offer we're going to look at is a hotel bonus. This is a hotel buy points bonus, and this is from Choice Privileges. So they're offering a 50% bonus on buying their points. This is a flash offer, only runs until May 20th. I'm recording this May 22nd, so there's only a couple days to jump on this, but you can have this for future knowledge with their promotions. When next time they do 50, they even do like 60%. I think usually around Black Friday they do 60, so it'd be even better. But yeah, you know, A lot of people don't talk about choice privileges, but there can be value in the program, and there is value in buying their points. For example, I'm putting up on the screen that you, the Radisson Blue Toronto in the middle of June, so this is around FIFA time, I can't remember exactly which day I looked at, but 45,000 choice privilege points for one night at the Radisson Blue Toronto. That same hotel room cash-wise was $707, including all taxes and fees, and that was for a non-refundable rate. So you can actually go out and buy those 45,000 points. You'll buy 30,000 and you'll get the 50% bonus to give you 45,000 for $349 US. And that includes 13% HST if you're in Ontario. Of course, if you're in Alberta, you're going to pay less. If you're going to be in like Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, you'll be paying more. So just know it's going to be around that price. So that converts roughly with the HST, it converts roughly to $480 Canadian. So you're saving over $200 by buying the points and redeeming for a 45,000 point night versus spending the $700 for a non-refundable night at that. So this just shows you that there is potential in buying points, and there is, you know, everybody talks about buying points with Aeroplan or Marriott, even Hilton, somewhat ISG as well, but there's other good ones out there. Wyndham sometimes too is good too. That's one I probably should dive into more. But know that choice privileges is a good one too, especially for their higher end hotels. You know, you're not going to be buying choice privilege points and getting value redeeming for their Comfort Inns or something like that. A lot of times those are, you know, $100 hotel room night and they require 20,000 points. So it's not worth it buying points. But their Radisson Blues, you know, they're even, I think the Radisson Airport near Vancouver, I looked at quickly, was a good deal as well in terms of buying points. So you just have to make sure, as I say with all buy points and miles offers, as long as what you're redeeming the points for gives you more value than what you're paying for, go ahead and buy those points or miles, because it works out, because it gives you a discount on your hotel stays or your flights. Remember to always check out the Rewards Canada bonus offer section before you book any travel, whether it's flights, hotels, car rentals, you name it. Every single day, Canadians are going out there and booking flights, hotels, car rentals, and they are not earning those bonus miles and points. They are leaving money on the table. So don't be one of those people. I know the Rewards Canada community knows this well, but if you're not from the Rewards Canada community yet, you're just joining us now, check out the bonus offer section. And when you do find offers like these hotel ones, even if you don't know yet that you're staying at a Hilton hotel, register for that offer, because if it comes up, then you don't have to go back and find out if there's been offers. You're registered, you're good to go, you're going to earn those bonus points. You'll get a little surprise if you forgot about it. You can find the bonus offer section at rewardscanada.ca/bonuses.html. And a quick reminder that you'll find links to all the topics covered in this video in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit the like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit that notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos. Leave us a comment below if you have any questions, a clarification, or you have a correction on something I got wrong. I do my best to respond to all the comments on our YouTube videos. And that's all she wrote for this episode. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca on a daily basis and or our socials on a daily basis, especially for things like those award availability alerts, because you know, like those, they'll go quick. They may not make it into our videos. Actually, award availability alerts, I don't think ever make it into our videos, because it's not worth it to really publish it, because they go so quickly. So that is why you want to check out our website, the Rewards Canada Hub, or our social media on a daily basis. You'll find us as at Rewards Canada on most social platforms. And of course, the website is rewardscanada.ca. At the very least, though, you should be subscribing to our newsletter. Every Friday, we do a summary of all the loyalty program news and credit card news. And then Saturdays is the Rewards Canada Bonus Bulletin. And that is where we summarize all of the bonus miles and points offers for that week. Those are your ticket to earning more miles, more points, and more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in this week. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's own TWKOP.